Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. I'd like to ask everyone, would you please stand while we have pledge allegiance to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Okay, next we'll have the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
Staff would just note that the agenda was revised on January 5th of 2016 and to include old business cases numbers 11,686 and 11,695, and was revised again on January 12th of this year to include the minutes and findings of fact from the December 14th, 2015 meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other?
Mr. Chairman, just as the last meeting, we moved the old business to the front of the agenda. Staff's discussed moving in the future all old business items to the front of the agenda so that folks who were at a prior meeting don't have to sit around and wait for the entire meeting. Mm-hmm. It seemed that it might make sense to do that tonight, especially because we have two old business items on the agenda.
Okay. Excuse me. Thank you for that, John. Okay, so then do I have a motion to move this evening's old business to the front?
So moved.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we have moved this evening's old business, case number 11,686 and 11,695, to the front. All those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion is carried. Next, we'll have approval, of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our December the 14th, 2015 meeting. Do I hear a motion?
I have a motion to approve the minutes of 2015, December 14th, finding of the facts, and the minutes for December 14th.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our December the 14th, 2015 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you,
please.
Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr.